to that room. And mother said, now what are we going to do?
So how many people actually?
We were all down, about 15 or 16 of us.
Yeah.
We went back to their house. But we were very frightened because they were going to come back again. They knew we were hiding. Because we had somebody that watched on top of the house, the roof, to see if they were coming before, you know. And the minute we knew they were coming, we used to go under the cellar, and it was all mud and the water dripping. And but that day, the watchman forgot to go up there. This is how they got in that house and got us. So anyways, we went back, and mother didn't know what to do. And there was an orphanage there, another orphanage. And a man that we knew, that mother from our town, was the principal of that boys' school. It was the boys' school. Mother kind of got a hold of him and said, what am I going to do? They're going to deport us. And she said, well, if you get rid of the girls, put them in the orphanage of Reverend Eskigian, I can take you and give you a work. Oh, mother hated that. We were never away from her. She loved us so much. So, but finally, he said, that's the only way we can be safe. So we went to the orphanage, my sister and I. And see, my sister was 15 years old by then, and she knew what was going on. I was 10. So we were there for quite a while, not too much, because Reverend Eskigian, carrying these children with all kinds of lice, you know, and this epidemic going on, he got typhus. You see, while he was the president or whatever it is, taking orphanage, the Turks couldn't come and take no girls. This was a girls' orphanage. They couldn't touch us. But he got this typhus and he died. The minute he died, the Germans opened the doors that the Turks could come in and take girls. Well, we didn't know this. We were out in the yard playing. Man came, great big man, rich. He wants a girl. I was standing there. He says, that is the girl I want. I had long hair and black eyes, and you know, I'm stepping kind of cute, maybe. He says, I want that. But he said, she has a mother. I don't care, mother or father, that is the girl I want. We said, well, you have to go and get permission from so-and-so. And that happened to be this where my mother was working, boys' orphanage. So the next day, he came, he says, what are we going to do? I don't know. But he says, you've got to do something, whatever you can do. He went back the next day, he came back with the men. But before they came, the rugs over there are with the straw, but something that you can just roll it up, you know. So one of the rugs over there, my sister put me in there, rolled me up, and stood me in the corner. The man is out in the front door.
So he wants to adopt you, and you're hiding in the rug.
Yeah, and stood me in the corner, but I'm shaking. The man came right next to that rug, and he's stamping his foot. Where is that girl? I'll kill everybody. I want that girl.
So is he a Syrian, or?
Oh, Turk. He wants to take me and bring me up and marry me to one of his sons. They liked Armenians. So, I'm telling you, my heart was just beating so hard. I was shaking, but I was afraid I was going to drop and he was going to find me. But the Lord was watching over me again. He left. He says, well, there's no use taking her. He wouldn't take any other girl. That's the girl he wanted. So, right away, mother just pleaded with him, please, let me have my girls over here. They won't bother you. So, they took us over to mother.
Oh, they took
And
care of
they
you.
gave us a room over there, and the three of us.